From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama, joined by his French counterpart Nicolas Sarkozy, said today he would like to see new UN sanctions put in place against Iran. The president, at a hastily called joint news conference at the White House following the pair's meeting, said rather than waiting much longer, he'd like to see such actions be taken within a matter of weeks.
We are working diligently with our international partners, emphasizing to them that, as Nicolas said, this is not simply an issue of trying to isolate Iran. It has enormous implications for the safety and the security of the entire region.
Mr. Obama did say, though, however, the door remains open to diplomacy with Iran. The president also said that both he and the French president are working aggressively towards sustaining a global economic recovery. A ninth member of a Michigan-based militia group wanted on sedition and weapons charges has been arraigned in a Detroit federal court. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, he was part of a group of apocalyptic Christian militants who were hoping to incite an anti-government uprising.
Joshua Matthew Stone surrendered without incident on Monday night after the FBI played messages over loudspeakers from his family and friends, urging him to surrender. Stone's father and seven others were charged Monday as part of a Michigan-based Christian militia called Hutari. Authorities say the group allegedly wanted to kill an unidentified law enforcement officer and then attack his funeral. They thought by doing that, they might be able to spark an uprising against the government. FBI officials say the group believed they were preparing for a coming battle against the Antichrist and that they allegedly planned some sort of dry run of their plan for April. That's why officials told the court they needed to bring them in. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The situation in the Northeast right now that is being battered by yet another storm system, not so good, according to Bruce Fletcher, Lieutenant Colonel with the Rhode Island National Guard.
There's water, water everywhere.
That includes, apparently, on some railroad tracks used by Amtrak, with delays being reported today. Lieutenant Fletcher says because of that, they are keeping a close eye on rivers.
It looks as if the levels of the Patuxent River are around 15 feet, expected to go to 20 feet.
In addition to rail delays, there are also significant weather delays at a number of northeastern airports today. Consumers appear slightly more upbeat about prospects for the economy going forward this month. That's according to the nonprofit business research group, the Conference Board, which says its monthly consumer confidence index was up by just over 6 points. Confidence on the part of consumers has slowly been creeping back up again since hitting a low in February of 2009. Stocks were mostly flat today in a slow session, which data showed some stabilization in the economy. The Dow was up 11 points to end the session at 10,907. The Nasdaq was up 6 points. The S&P 500 gained half a point. This is NPR. The release of a United Nations report that examines the 2007 assassination of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto will now apparently be delayed by several weeks. The delay comes at the request of Pakistan. The report comes after a 9-month inquiry by a 3-person UN panel and was supposed to have been presented today to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. However, Bhutto's widower requested the release of the report be put off till April 15th. Pakistan's information minister says his country asked for the delay so the panel could get input from two former heads of state who he said had warned Bhutto there could be a threat to her life. Scientists are exploring a whole new realm of physics today. They've started up a particle accelerator that lets them probe into unknown territory. NPR's Richard Harris has that story.
The Large Hadron Collider sits astride the Swiss-French border near Geneva, and it's now powered up to an energy level that no other collider has ever reached. That means it has now started to explore a region of physics that has until now been out of reach. Atomic particles race around a 17-mile-long circuit and slam headlong into one another. These collisions produce showers of particles and energy that help scientists glimpse what the universe was like a tiny fraction of a second after the Big Bang. Over the coming months and years, researchers hope to answer some of the deepest questions about our universe, like how matter came into being and why most of the mass in the universe is too dark to see. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Reports in the Wall Street Journal that iPhone maker Apple may be considering a deal with Verizon Wireless helped send both companies' shares higher today. Journal's reporting the Cupertino, California-based company will announce a deal this year that would allow its phones to work on the Verizon Wireless network. Currently, Apple has an exclusive deal with AT&T for its iPhone. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.